Hello. We continue our teachings on the mountain experience and we look at the life of Jesus Christ. Our Savior simply loved to be on the mountain. Not because he loved climbing them, but it was a time for him to be alone. And so we see here that Jesus, having healed the daughter of the Greek woman, the Bible recalls in the Matthew 15:29 that he departed from there, crossed the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountain. And he sat there alone. We can also deduce that Jesus did not go to the mountain only to pray, but to meditate. Jesus did not climb the mountain just to see the beauty of Galilee or to see animals singing and jumping, but it was a time for him to sit down and reflect on the scriptures. Jesus' encounter with the devil in the wilderness during the 40 days prayer and fasting, and his display of Bible knowledge and references to scripture clearly portrayed that he was someone who knew the word. He spent time to meditate on the word. A number of times during his earthly ministry, Jesus responded to questions with, "It is written," 7 times in the book of Matthew, 4 times in the book of Mark, 5 times in the book of Luke, and 1 time in the book of John. Jesus always responded questions with, "It is written." Now the question is, how would he have known what was written if he had not read them? And how would he have remembered if he did not commit them to heart or meditate on the scriptures? Clearly, Jesus was a person of meditation on the scriptures. Beloved, to be able to have deeper understanding and revelations about scriptures and to commune with God through his word, must be a person who loves meditation. No wonder the Bible says in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 that this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. God wants you and I to take time out, to take a seat, ponder over, think about, reflect on, and meditate on his word. As Jesus sat down alone on the mountain, let us find a place in our room, in our house, or wherever to cut off noise or any destructive material, to be alone and meditate on the word. Now, as we end, I want to read a scripture in Acts chapter 20, verse 32, which says that, "Now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you inheritance among the saints." Beloved, it's only the word of God that can build you up. And you need to spend time on it, meditate on it, stay on it, and it will bless you. Thank you, and I'll see you next time.